This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators held a closed-door briefing Wednesday with three DOD officials about the Afghanistan debacle. Republican Senator Joni Ernst with the Senate Armed Services Committee tells Fox News DOD officials were playing games with the senators.
We had a closed-door briefing from three DOD officials, one of them being the DOD policy chief, civilian Colin Call. He was very, very dismissive of our senators and their questions. He gave immature responses and very simple things. A number of them surrounding the Afghan nationals that were evacuated, the numbers of those evacuees, and the security questions and concerns surrounding those evacuees. He could not answer those questions. He could not respond to any questions we asked about the threat assessments on the ground in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
As the border crisis continues at the U.S.-Mexico border, thousands upon thousands of Haitians illegally entered the United States and were kept at bay by severely outnumbered Border Patrol agents. Keeping in mind this confrontation would not have happened if the border wall was completed. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The Biden administration is investigating whether reins being held by Border Patrol on horseback were used to whip Haitian illegal immigrants trying to get into the United States. President of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd, tells Fox News he's confident agents weren't misusing the reins, which he says are for keeping people away from danger when getting too close to the horses.
None of our agents strike people with those reins. It doesn't happen, and it didn't happen in this case, which is why I welcome this investigation. These agents will be exonerated.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
After months of negotiations, the bipartisan police reform talks have ended without a plan. President Biden on Wednesday criticized Republicans. U.S. Senator Tim Scott accused Democrats of squandering a critical opportunity to complete police reform Wednesday.
It was really whether or not the penalties for cooperating or doing what was mandated, those were takeaways. So in other words, you were going to lose grant money. I'm not going to be a part of defunding the police.
The Republican released a statement after he said Democrats walked away from the negotiation table, and he said that he was deeply disappointed. Democrat Congresswoman Karen Bass of California on CNN claims Senator Scott is the reason negotiations broke down.
The Senator Booker and I were very optimistic because Senator Scott seemed as though he really wanted to see reform take place. And actually, because of the filibuster that your guest was just talking about, we needed those 10 Republican votes. And it just seemed as though Senator Scott had a very difficult time getting to yes. I also think that there were interference from some of the national police organizations. The Fraternal Order of Police actually did negotiate a deal with Senator Booker, but other organizations jumped in, and that fell apart as well. So I think he just had a terrible time getting to yes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Live.
Now, there was talk that maybe Joe Biden wouldn't last because finally, you know, a large number or a critical number of people would realize that the mental deficiencies are so obvious that he is incapable to perform the function of a chief executive officer of this great country of ours. But little did we know that it may not be because of that. It's just, you know, maybe you could say it partially contributes. But it's the choices. It's the things he's doing, whether we're talking Afghanistan, we're talking at the border, whether we're talking about inflation, the spending the Democrats are piling on to we the people, onto generations that aren't even represented here. It's the sum total of this. And we're not even talking about mental deficiencies here. Megan Barth is with us, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Megan, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. Doing well. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Am I missing something here? I mean, you know, I thought, well, there's obvious indications of, you know, some mental incapacity of this president. But that aside, I mean, we're not even talking about that. We're just talking about what he's doing or what he's not doing. And what he's failed to do as the president of the United States. I mean, he's just being measured, and this is why his numbers are in the tank. And we're not even talking about his mental incapacity. We're just talking about, hey, the choices he's made, what he did in Afghanistan, you know, and failed to do in protecting Americans, what he's doing, you know, down here at the southern border. We were just talking with the political science professor out of Kentucky University, Dr. Wilfred Riley. And, you know, we're in now, you know, we're so much concerned about the Delta variant and what's been going on and sudden spikes and all this sort of thing. And this president says, no, leave the border open and we'll just have people come in. And Jen Psaki says the other day that, you know, when she was asked about any kind of testing and vaccination, she says, well, they're not going to be here that long. That's another exception, you know, brought to you by the Biden administration. I mean, they're all scientists. Jen Psaki now, she's the queen of science, and now has determined that, you know, you got to be in the country for over 60 days before the Delta variant that you're bringing with you has any impact. Did you know that? That's new science.
Yeah, exactly. And she's obviously a soothsayer because she can predict what's on people's minds and the future. I don't think that it's probably necessarily true that Joe Biden is the one in control or commanding this country. I don't think that he's making the decisions. I think he's simply just a pawn. Mm-hmm. And I think that they fill his head with whatever they want him to do and whatever they want him to say, and they coach him. And then they, you know, push him out the door. And then they hope and pray that he doesn't fall and, you know, trip. And he can make it through, not a press conference, I won't call it that, but he can make it through a speech because he refuses to take questions from the press, and he hasn't taken one question from the press about Afghanistan. He believes that it's behind us. It's not behind
us. Well, it's behind us, just like when Stephanopoulos brought up, you know, the guy falling from the plane as the plane was leaving the airport. Hey, come on, man, that was 4 days ago. No, 4 days, you know, in Joe Biden's, you know, measure of time, 4 days is ancient history. So, you know, to your point, that's probably why, you know, this is, it doesn't matter anymore. You know, that's behind us now. We've got the reset button. We're sending the Taliban money, you know, as if we didn't already leave them $80 billion worth of military machinery. But let's just send them some more aid and comfort here. We're supporting a declared terrorist group here. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, it is insane, and it can only be those decisions can only be made by someone who is either, you know, hates this country. I don't believe that Joe Biden hates this country. I do believe Obama hates this country. I do believe that Valerie Jarrett hates this country. I do believe that Michelle Obama hates this country, because why else would someone say, and this is what Obama said right before he was elected the first time, we're only a few days away from the fundamental transformation of this country. Well, if you love something, you don't want to fundamentally transform it.
Right.
You love it for what it is. You love it for what it was. You love every scar of that person or of that thing because you love it.
So you're going to tell me that wouldn't carry much weight if he said that to Michelle. Michelle, we're days away from fundamentally transferring our marriage.
Yeah, fundamentally. Well, I mean, even when he proposed to her, I'm sure he didn't say, you know, Michelle, I love you. I can't wait to fundamentally transform you. You know, that just doesn't happen. And so I do believe that Joe Biden is simply just a pawn.
Mm-hmm.
He's simply just a figurehead. And he can kind of read a teleprompter, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
But if you watched his UN speech, and I don't know if you did, I didn't watch the whole thing. I watched.
It was painful. It was painful.
It was absolutely horrendous. We are the laughingstock of the world, and this is what the elections have consequences, as the famous American-hating Obama said, they certainly do, and we're seeing that in Joe Biden's poll numbers of voter regret.
Mm-hmm.
Even Democrats,
they want their vote back. Yeah, they want their vote back.
I want my country back, but that doesn't really happen now, does it?
Not yet. Not yet. Right. It's coming.
No.
Go ahead.
Right. So we see his poll numbers that have been literally sinking like the Titanic. He's down to 39% approval. 39% approval. And this is only 8 months in to his term. And so he's just getting started. Not he, but Obama or whomever is just getting started. I mean, there's a reason why Obama and Michelle decided to stay in Washington, D.C., Obama wanted his third term, and he said he wished he had one. Well, he's got one now.
Well, he said if he got one, he would not necessarily want to be the titular president, but he said if he could be in a back room and have the ear of the president and influence decisions, that would be his optimum job. Well, I think he's got it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen to what they say and then watch what they do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
We now have, and if you look at Joe Biden's immigration policies or lack thereof and the open border, it's very similar to Obama's, except Obama, they called him the deporter in chief. But under Obama, he would, you know, have the open borders. He'd let people pour across, and then he would bus them to undisclosed locations across the U.S., and specifically those undisclosed locations were in red states. So he'd flood these red states and these small towns with non-English speakers, which impacted every aspect of that municipality, specifically the education aspect, the schools.
Yes, exactly.
Now, I wrote 5 years ago.
30 seconds left here on this break. Go ahead.
Okay, I wrote 5 years ago that there are over 200 languages spoken in the Nashville school district. Do you know how many interpreters that takes? Do you know how much tax money that takes? too much strain that puts on the schools.
Unbelievable. 200? Wow.
200.
Megan Barth is with us, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Our conversation continues. Stay with us. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
Just haven't seen it.
You know, that's the whole point of all this, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, really, when you think about the Constitution, and this is, you know, amazing. You know, watch what's going on. Watch what people are saying, you know, particularly those on the left, what Nancy Pelosi is saying, you know, that the Constitution needs to be reformed and, you know, capitalism. It's really not. I mean, all these subtle words and wordsmithing, Megan Barth, they're just chipping away at the foundation of, you know, the principles of our American dream and our society, things that have made us strong. And what do they have to show for it? You know, a theory that maybe, or just they just want to be upset about something? Okay, well, you're upset. What's the solution? What's your better idea to make this work better? No, let's just get a bunch of people together. We'll burn stuff down, do billions of dollars worth of damage. We'll hate America and try and get everybody else to hate America. All right. So, what do you love then? You know, because if you're going to hate something, you got to love something. So what's the alternative, Megan?
I'm sorry. What's the alternative to what exactly?
If you hate America, what is the alternative? Because where there's hate, you got to have love. You've got to. The reason you hate something is because you love something else. So what is it that you love?
Oh, power.
Yeah, but even more so. Okay, so you get the power. So, what does that translate into? Because what you're doing, you're hating America and the form of government that it presents. So what are you going to replace it with?
Well, we're seeing this in action, and we saw this under Obama. The border is basically just a symbol of the Cloward Piven strategy, which is what the Democrats love, which is to overthrow capitalism. Mm-hmm. I don't believe there's moderate Democrats anymore. I think there's maybe Joe Manchin. I guess he could be considered the one, you know, moderate Democrat.
The last one standing here.
Right. And so I always laugh at the Republican Party when they say, well, you know, we need to run a moderate. Well, why? Yeah. Why? Moderate Republicans actually just tee it up for quote unquote moderate Democrats.
Yeah, we've already got Mitt Romney. We don't need any more Mitt Romney.
Correct. So, you know, I consider moderate Republicans just Democrats, really. I don't think they're radical Democrats. Because that's what we have, and radical Democrats are nothing short of communists.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really call them Democrats anymore. They're Marxists. They're communists.
Well that's what Trevor Loudon. Trevor Loudon said every one of them. I mean, and Trevor, you know, again, I remind everybody, he doesn't say this in a broad brush sort of indicting sort of way. You know, he does the research, and all this is validated when he talks about every one of the. Those associated with the, you know, and I'd say the inner circle of the Biden administration are avowed Marxists, except for one guy. You know, all of them are Marxists, and they'll tell you that it's all well researched and footnoted in Trevor's research and his writings. And so it's indisputable. So, you know, like you say, it is about control, but the control is to do and finish up what Barack Obama started. And that was the fundamental transformation of this country. I mean, that to me rattles my very soul to this day when somebody would be so bold to make that statement. And here we are and going, OK, this is what the fundamental transformation of America looks like. We saw 8 years of Barack Obama and America woke up and thank God. And then we have some normalcy under Donald Trump. And I guess the people got tired of being energy independent, paying, $1.50, $2 less a gallon of gas than they do right now. I guess that was disdainful for them. The fact that they had a job, the fact that all sectors and demographic and race was at their lowest levels of unemployment, probably in the last 50, 70 years of this country. Peace in the Middle East was getting ready to break out. We had four Arab nations sitting down with Israel, ready to sit down with Israel and sign a peace accord. Our southern border was under control and being managed. I guess those were all bad things. Little did we know, right?
But I still think that we're looking at an illegitimate election with an illegitimate president. But with that said, we have what we have, and supposedly 81 million voters voted for this. The 81 million people, I guess, were buffooned.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't see the stuttering and the stammering. Well, they really didn't, because Joe Biden didn't campaign. He wasn't really on the campaign trail. He wasn't giving right. campaign speeches. He wasn't filling stadiums. He wasn't going around the country as a typical presidential campaign would. He was incapable of doing that because he was incapable of doing much. And we're seeing that manifest itself now, where he's continually, or his presidency administration is calling lids on the campaign at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Every weekend he leaves the White House, which is another curious thing as well, because when he goes to Delaware, there's no visitor logs.
Right.
There's no White House visitor logs. Last weekend, when we had 15,000 Haitians stuffed under a bridge in Texas, he decided to go to the beach. And I read something yesterday. I believe it was the South Korean president, I believe, or at least an ambassador, came to Hawaii to return the remains of U.S. soldiers. And the Biden administration didn't send anyone to Hawaii.
What?
Not a single person. So you know, we're dealing with, like I said, just a figurehead. And his administration is simply just cogs in Obama's wheel. I don't think that, if you recall, when President Trump, I think, came into the White House or was announced, there was a bunch of people from the administration standing on the portico of the White House. Those people aren't gone. They're still there. And one of them was Valerie Jarrett. So, and Jen Psaki was another. When Jen Psaki said, like you had mentioned, that, oh, these people aren't going to be here for a while. Well, we've got 30 million people that are illegally here, and I don't think they're going anytime soon.
Exactly. They've been here for decades. Yeah, exactly.
They've been here for decades. So why would these people be any different? In regards to the Haitians, I'd like to know how they got here. A lot of them didn't come from Haiti, actually. A lot of them came from Chile, because when Haiti was, you know, basically destroyed by the hurricane and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton robbed them blind.
Exactly.
They went.
Oh, yeah, by the way. Yeah, right.
Right. So we're finding Chilean ID cards at the border. And that was presented by a reporter. He stacked at least 20 of them up and took a picture. So how did they get here from Chile? Who paid for their flights? If they came from Haiti, how did they cross water and get into Mexico? Because getting into Mexico is actually not easy. It's much easier to get into our country under Joe Biden. But we now know that the 15,000 Haitians is now down to, I think, 7,000 or 8,000. They only returned, I think, 1,000 to Haiti. And then they released thousands of Haitians into our country, again, undisclosed locations. Joe Biden just announced as well, or at least Barack Obama announced, that they are now thinking about sending the Haitians to Gitmo, which is surprising because they wanted to close it, to Gitmo, and they're looking for Creole interpreters. So that's going to cost Americans money, too. And Gitmo, quite frankly, is like a southern paradise.
Yes.
Quite nice.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. Why not? We've got about a minute and a half left here, Megan. I did want to touch on this one article at ReaganBabe.com that you addressed, and that is the COVID-19 natural immunity compared to vaccine synthetic immunity. Break that down for us. We got about a minute and a half left. Go ahead.
Well, it's an extraordinarily long article, but the gist of it is, and I recommend that everyone read it. You can go to ReaganBabe.com, and it's one of the first five articles, I believe. But it's written by Cheryl Atkinson, and she compiles all of the studies, and she continually updates the article. The last update I saw was September 12th. But basically, we were right. Natural immunity is much more resilient, much more effective, and safer than any synthetic immunity that's being pushed on us by Dr. Fauci. And so I would recommend that everyone read it. It proves us right.
Exactly.
Proves history right. It proves science right. And what we're witnessing is neither scientific, but what we are witnessing is historic.
And it begs the question, why isn't the scientific community or government measuring those that are naturally immune?
Correct. You would think that would be the first test they would give, an antibody test, before they would give you a quote-unquote pre-shot. I just called my CVS in town here. An antibody test is $38. They give it.
Gotta leave it there.
30 seconds.
Megan Barr, thank you.
People who are vaccinated are getting sick from COVID. Fever is the leading sign of COVID, so everyone needs an accurate thermometer. Exergen temporal scanner's accuracy is backed by more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact devices can miss fevers and give false sense of security. Remember, vaccines may not be enough and you need an accurate thermometer to stay safe, Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators held a closed-door briefing Wednesday with three DOD officials about the Afghanistan debacle. Republican Senator Joni Ernst with the Senate Armed Services Committee tells Fox News DOD officials were playing games with the senators.
We had a closed-door briefing from three DOD officials, one of them being the DOD policy chief, civilian Colin Call. He was very, very dismissive of our senators and their questions. He gave immature responses and very simple things. A number of them surrounding the Afghan nationals that were evacuated, the numbers of those evacuees, and the security questions and concerns surrounding those evacuees. He could not answer those questions. He could not respond to any questions we asked about the threat assessments on the ground in Afghanistan.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Jordan Goodman over there. He's with us right now. We're talking America's Money Answers Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Hey, Mr. Jordan, how are we doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, what is going on with Evergrande?
Evergrande is the largest real estate developing company in China. It currently has 800 projects in development. It owes over $300 billion. That's a lot of money, and it's about to miss its debt payments. Uh-oh. And potentially default on all that debt. And it doesn't look like the Chinese government is going to save them. And there's always been kind of this unwritten rule that if you get in trouble, the Chinese government's going to back you.
Right.
And now it looks like they may not be doing that. They really had a change of heart in China. They don't like rich people anymore. They don't like companies doing well. They want common prosperity is what they call it.
Right,
from
exactly.
The rich, give to the poor, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Well, the way that they're going to take from the rich is having them default. And there's currently 1.2 million people who bought apartments from Evergrande that looks like they'll never get what they put their deposits down for. So there's going to be a lot of very angry people there. And it's affecting the financial markets in a major way.
Right, exactly. Well, and that's what I was going to ask you, is how is this going to affect us here in America?
A lot. China is a very fast-growing country, and this is one of the fastest-growing parts. But it's all been fueled by debt. Okay?
Yeah, right.
And they've built these cities, some of them half-built, that they call them ghost cities because nobody lives in them.
Right, exactly. And they look beautiful from the outside, by the
they
way.
They do. Uh-huh. They do. But Evergrande is the biggest of the big building, the ghost cities out there. And the bill is finally coming due here. So if the property sector implodes in China, that has all kinds of implications for us as well. I mean, directly in that a lot of American institutions own Evergrande debt. a lot.
Right. Right.
And it went from 100 cents of the dollar down to like 15 cents of the dollar.
Oh,
obviously, as they went to default. So Vanguard and BlackRock and all the big American companies have owned Evergrande debt. And then...
Vanguard and BlackRock, they got $9 trillion in assets, so this could be just a minor bump.
Well, it's a major company. Yeah. $300 billion in debt they've got outstanding.
No.
So it could have, that's a direct impact. But the more indirect one is if you get a contraction in China, that affects the world economy in a major way as well. And you saw that. I mean, the stock market took a major hit when this came out, that they looks like they're going to default on their debt. And it just sent shudders throughout the entire financial world of what the implications are. We don't think yet, but it could be like a Lehman Brothers moment.
Yeah,
kind of came out of the blue.
Yeah, exactly.
And just caused the financial crunch of 2008, 2009.
Mm-hmm. And then you get to a point, you got a decision to make, and you know, who's going to flinch here? The Chinese have not been known to flinch.
Well, I mean, flinching would be bailing them out.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, not flinching would be letting them go down.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And at the moment, it looks like they're not going to flinch.
Yeah, because it fits into their greater narrative, as you were pointing out earlier, right?
Kind of an anti-wealth narrative, yeah.
Uh-huh. Right, exactly.
I mean, they've been big capitalists for a long time. This is the ultimate in capitalists. The guy who owns Evergrande is the richest person in China. I mean, you can imagine the size of his portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
And they're punishing the rich for being successful.
Right.
And this is the way. So that's why you'd let them go down. But it really has a lot of... Just think of all the suppliers. They have 800 projects going on in almost every province in China. So if they stop construction, all the things, all the building materials and people losing their deposits, I mean, it's got a lot of ripple effects throughout China.
Oh, without a doubt. Now, are you saying that this is all being orchestrated by Central Command?
Well, Central Command wanted this to happen. They were encouraging all this debt and this real estate building and the economic boom. But now Xi is saying we've gone a little bit too far and we don't want to be so capitalist and we want to have common prosperity and give money from the rich back to the poor. And that's been the shift that looks like it's going to catch Evergrande in the middle here.
Right. Well, you know, Jack Ma, others, you know, from what I understand, President Xi called him in, said, okay, we got to share the love, and the way the communists work, so you can, you know, we can make it easy or we can make it hard. And it seems that with Evergrande, they didn't want to do it easy.
That's right. Yeah, but Jack Ma, I mean, Alibaba, which Jack Ma runs, is going to contribute $15 billion to the Communist Party. And this will make everybody in the country rich, you see, because they distribute it very evenly. It's all
very
beautifully. Yes,
yeah,
very efficient at that.
We've seen this before. Yes, exactly. Now, this is insane. Well, what is the lesson here? I mean, to me, I think there's a grand lesson for America to observe and take away from this deal. What
Central planning doesn't work too well.
Right.
And central planning had the foot on the accelerator and making growth, you know, crazy and fueled by debt. And then they took the foot off the accelerator on the brake. It's not an easy, smooth landing, let's put it that way.
Yeah, they don't understand how to feather these things, do they?
No, they do not.
It's like, I mean, it's amazing, you know, the Fed will quantitative ease, they call it, you know, but when it comes to, you know, a harsh decision and a reaction by government, it's that dramatic. Like you say, we go from the pedal full bore to no pedal.
Exactly. And that's a lot of decisions were made on full growth, add more and more debt, keep building new apartments. They're building stadiums. They're just building commercial buildings, all kinds of stuff, all these projects going on. And now a lot of them will never be finished. In fact, they're paying back contractors in unfinished apartments. That's the way you get paid. they're not too happy with that.
Yeah, with all these empty apartments and everything, why don't we send the people from Haiti that are a southern border over there?
Well, that would be good. There's plenty of room for them, except a lot of these apartments aren't finished. I don't think China would accept them somehow.
Yeah, probably not. Well, I'll tell you, you got to watch these guys. hey, what's going on with our debt ceiling? Is this going to happen? I mean, well, they have to.
It's going to be more difficult this time than the past. I mean, Mitch McConnell and the Republicans are saying, it's your spending, Democrats. We're not signing up for any of this. Now, the debt ceiling is not about future spending. It's about past spending. Okay? And the Republicans spent just as much as the Democrats did. Under President Trump, they cut taxes. They spent on all kinds of things. So this is our common debt that we have. We've been playing games for several months now, and Treasury Secretary Yellen says, this is about it, folks. Early October, we have to either raise the national debt ceiling or suspend it, or we are literally going to have to default on national debt, which would cause a tremendous economic crisis. So they're playing a lot of politics with it. I'm sure it'll be dramatic to the last minute, but hopefully they'll get it resolved.
Don't you love this political chicken game they play?
That's exactly what they're doing.
It's like crazy.
But we're the average. I mean, it's not only us. This would be the entire worldwide contagion if we default on national debt.
Yeah.
The dollar is the bedrock of the world currency. It's the world reserve currency. Treasury securities are the considered full faith and credit, completely safe. If you disrupt that, who knows what the implications would be of that.
Of course, and on the hills of Afghanistan and that fiasco, you put this into play. You know, what's left of America? You know, the petrodollar, bye-bye.
Exactly. So, and we have on the same time, we've got the end of the fiscal year coming up September 30th, and we've got this massive infrastructure bill. This is all tied into it as well.
Well, we've needed the infrastructure for a long time, and I liked what Donald Trump had proposed early on, and that is involving corporate America. And some
private parties.
Exactly. That I thought that was the way to go. But let's not do anything that Trump suggested, because that's bad. And everybody knows that 4 years under Trump, it was just miserable. I mean, look at every turn, he messed up everything. You know, he reduced regulations. We were paying at least $1.50 less for gas, and you know that's an anathema. You can't buy cheap gas here in America. That's ungodly somehow.
But you're right. I mean, the whole public-private partnerships is not part of this infrastructure bill. It's pretty much public-only financed infrastructure. And the private sector can contribute a lot to this thing, and that's not part of the way they look at it.
Exactly. Well, look at these policies and decisions that the Biden administration has been making of late. They're just so wonderful. You know, I'm just so glad that he's our president and so many others. And these people that want their vote back, I mean, they just don't know what they're thinking, Jared, I'm telling you.
They could vote for Xi. He could use their votes.
Be careful what you ask for. He's America's money's answer man and nationally recognized expert on personal finance. But if he keeps talking like this, you know, his title may change. Jordan Goodman. Jordan, how can they be in touch with you, buddy?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. I got all kinds of useful resources, and I love to answer emails from listeners all the time, Bill.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom.
But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and guess who's in the house? Abby Bear Carroll, the host of Movie Guide TV on the radio here. You're just so multi-talented, Abby. There's just, you know, you just never cease to amaze me.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
You as well.
Well, on that happy note, let's see what you're reviewing now. My Heroes Were Cowboys. Tell us about this one.
A good option for families. It's a documentary, actually, and we've given a very positive review to it, a +3, which really means all ages. But what it is a movie about horses and this man who spent 40 years training horses in Wyoming. And it's a very beautiful, landscape with the horses and the Wyoming landscape. And so it's a great movie for kind of learning more about that process of training horses. Now, this man who is doing this process, he grew up in Australia, and he found encouragement through Hollywood Westerns. So that's where he grew his love for it kind of says the American dream, right? And so he came to America to live out the American dream.
Well, and it's nostalgic that you think about your heroes were cowboys, and that at least in my era, we grew up with cowboys and Indians. I don't know if we can still say that with no offense, that's what we grew up with. Those were the kind of movies, and we had our Fanner 50s on our sides and that sort of thing. So, we liked it. And then you see a movie like this and you know it's ripe for just brilliant cinematography. I mean, to have the landscape to, shoot as a background and everything like that's enough to make you want to be a cowboy, right?
Well, it's kind of fun for me to talk about, even because my grandfather was in the movies, and one of the series that he did for a long time was to be a Western cowboy star. And so he had his own show where he was, riding on the horses and doing, you know, a Western show. And so that was very prominent in those time periods. And so it's fun for me to think about that.
You see, back in those days, the cowboys, you actually showed them, you know, riding the horse, right? Now it's, somebody else is doing the riding, but there's not even riding. I mean, it's almost like a trail walk or anything like that. They're not kicking up dust like, the Lone Ranger and Tonto used to kick up dust when they were flying down the road on those horses.
Well, that's what my grandfather used to say, because he knew how to ride because he was in the infantry. And so he actually was a great rider, but he said, like, people actually, like, you know, there were some other people who we know who were Western stars that didn't have kind of the skill set as much. But, Hollywood is always, isn't exactly what it appears when you see it. It comes out very different than what they're actually doing, right? Stunts that they're doing and everything.
Exactly. Well, when I was a young kid and I'm watching them, riding, they made it seem so effortless until I, thought, okay, well, I'll get on a horse. And I mean, a real horse, not the one that you put a quarter in outside of the grocery store. And it was... It was quite the education, and the horse was definitely schooling me, and I realized very quickly how much more I needed to learn. It's not just simple, let's just get on the back of this horse and think you're going to relive some of your youth and, be the Lone Ranger, and because you're going to be the Lone Ranger off that horse and herding. And that did happen to me.
So. Well, they do say that horses, if you're able to have horses or any farm animals for children to learn, kind of the responsibility is a great thing. And the horses, especially the children, seem to learn confidence because they have to kind of confront this big horse and get on it with confidence. If you're the people who do the competitive horse jumping and stuff as children really learn that kind of technique. And so it's interesting. I know we're veering from the entertainment.
Well,
world,
no, but that's okay. I mean, this this is what we enjoy about entertainment, is it does take you down some different lanes and brings back some memories. There's nothing wrong with that. But anyway, so the movie itself it ranked at number 3. No language to worry about, violence, sex, nudity, all that stuff. So it's not cowboys going wild. It's just a simple American story in the American tradition, right?
Exactly. And so that's what's really nice about it. I mean, the only thing that you would want to be worried about is if your child kind of would get, if you had a very little child, sometimes they get scared of horses just because the power of it. But there's really nothing. There's no foul language. There's no violence. There's no kind of bad stuff in it. So it's nice to have an option like that, right?
Exactly. Get the whole family.
All American movie.
Really, exactly, yes. And get the whole family together. And again, this is what you and your dad have promoted time and again, is when you have movies like that that, can bring the whole family together. It's a pretty good formula. And they've done fairly well and been very successful. This next one is... this was more of a commentary that Facebook took no action against drug cartels and human traffickers who used the platform to recruit. I mean, it's amazing. Here they cancel everybody else, a former president of the United States, but whether it's the Taliban or the cartel, somehow, they have place and stature on the Facebook platform. What's going on here?
Yeah, and so what's all about this is that the Wall Street Journal has actually done... uncovered all this evidence to say that Facebook is not taking down these things on their platform that are, drug cartels are using it in order to, do that and to sell drugs, and human traffickers are using it. And you know this because there's, you've heard stories probably about, someone trying to lure someone in who's what they call a catfish. They're not real. And then they, do this human trafficking thing, which is so horrible, just a horrible thing. And so we just are in question, and we want to we need to stand up for this because this is not a good thing. And Facebook is the largest website on the internet and with users. And so really we need to protect the younger audiences and really everybody, right? Because that kind of affects older audiences too.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, pornographers have gotten away with Facebook, you know, forever, it seems. They at times will give some, you know, gentle, you know, coverage or restriction on it. But by and large, I mean, like even, you know, as I mentioned just a moment ago, you know, the Taliban has full access. I mean, they're not even, I mean, this is a declared terrorist organization. I mean, it's like Facebook can't seem to get out of their way. And I think the government needs to, and we the people need to do them a favor and just, you know, take out that 230 exception and, you know, let them go back to, you know, just doing business the way they were especially intended to do business, not be, you know, covered and protected by, you know, by the government.
Exactly. I agree wholeheartedly then.
Well, and as you say, you know, the danger of all this and what's going on with human trafficking. I mean, Evie, the whole human trafficking issue, of course, exacerbated by what's happening in the southern border. I mean, this is a field day for the, you know, for the coyotes here. They're making a ton of flipping money, you know, on these immigrants coming into the country and now their tentacles are reaching out to. Now you got people from Haiti coming in record numbers. This is nonstop. And meanwhile, what's going to happen is you've got people here, young girls in this country, who are now sex slaves. And you know, who would have thought that we would be opening the borders to this new industry that is in collusion with, you know, with the cartels and evil people doing this to young girls that supposedly, you know, with the hashtag movement, we were supposed to be concerned about young girls and, dare I say, even young boys.
Right. I mean, it's horrendous what's happening. And the thing about it is even on a more you know, more surface level, social media is known to, you know, the younger generation has, it's riddled with depression now. There's more depression. There's more suicide. There's more social anxiety that people have in the younger generation because of social media. It's all linked, actually. And so, you know, we need to hold them accountable for these type of things because this just can't go on. I mean, people... Really, what it is people are trying to find identity and confidence. And what does confidence come from? It comes from knowing Jesus Christ. And that's why we're doing the work we're doing and you're doing the work you're doing is to tell people the importance of Jesus and and how he gives us confidence.
Yeah, the real solution, not the faux solution. You know, we keep saying on the show, you always have the illegitimate before the legitimate. And we'll save you a lot of pain, Evie and I will, and a lot of tribulation by giving you a shortcut. Go straight to the cross. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200. Go straight to the cross. And you'll discover redemption. You'll discover love and true forgiveness. And a new you. A new you that you knew instinctively was always there crying to be let out. And, you know, we hear these transformational stories that, again, encourage me, Evie, I'm sure as you as well, where people's lives have just turned around so dramatically. And I think that it's a fair question, as you pointed out earlier, regarding these social media giants and the technocracy of it all. Is it helping or hurting this next generation?
Yes, it's definitely hurting this next generation. You need to use it wisely, and you need to know how your children are using it.
Without a doubt.
And how to monitor them. So.
And we've got to hold them. We've got to hold them accountable and protect social media users as, you know, the Babylon Bee is backing the bill to hold big tech accountable, right? We've got about 30 seconds left. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. They're saying, oh, if, you know, they can censor us on everything. We need to be able to have a voice on our own and be able to talk about the vaccine and different positives and negatives towards it. But they're just saying that they can't. They flag our commentary on anything. And so that's kind of what it's saying. Where you know, DeSantis is working on that, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, it's a wrap right there. She's the host of Movie Guide TV, Evie Bear Carroll. Evie, thank you as always. Appreciate it. God bless.
Thanks for having me.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.